I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. All right, joining us now is the band director at Danvers High School, Jeff Daniels. And, Jeff, welcome to MSO. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. First of all, I have to compliment you on the job that you do at Danvers High School. We broadcast for years, and year in and year out, the two best bands in the area are, in no particular order, Danvers and Beverly, especially during football season. And the job you do is absolutely spectacular. We really enjoy the halftime shows and everything. But obviously, this year is different. So tell me a little bit about how the program has been run probably since September, because I'm guessing you've made some changes along the way.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, we really, we really couldn't do much. We weren't even really allowed to play indoors until about, I don't know, middle of October, early November. So anytime in school, we had to play outside and go outside and take our band classes out there. So we were pretty limited in what we were able to do. But, starting after Christmas, sort of, we started to do a lot more, you know. So right now we're actually, the football team is playing. They're doing football right now in fall two sports. So the band has been, you know, participating at that. We've been doing a modified, much easier and less movement of halftime show that we were going to do in the fall right now. So it's sort of, you know, slowly inching back to normal, I'll say, of what we usually do.
I went to high school in Texas, and the high school bands in Texas, as well as high school football, they're sort of the focus, that and the girls who throw the batons up in the air. You know,
I went to school in Florida. I'm from Florida.
Okay.
Same thing down there. Football was a huge deal, and my marching band was huge down there in Florida.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. But they also have competitions all year round. Statewide competitions. Do we have that in Massachusetts?
We do, yeah. So there are competitions that happen in Massachusetts. The Danvers band has, traditionally never gone to any of those. But they do happen. They didn't happen this year, actually, because of COVID, but they do happen in the fall. There's a couple of different circuits that, are around here where bands, compete and whatnot.
How do you do, band instruction ordinarily? You must, like, is it one period a day, and then the band during the season, the marching season, will get outside in the afternoons?
Yeah, exactly. So we have a band class that meets during the school day, like any other class, like a math or English class or anything like that. We have a band. And then all of the extracurricular stuff, so like the marching band aspect, the color guard, which is the flags, the jazz band, we have a jazz band, all of that meets separately after school or usually at night to do that. So,
okay.
You know, we have the in-school part and then the out-of-school part.
Football coaches have assistants, all coaches do. Do you have assistants helping you?
Yep, absolutely. So we have a staff that's made up of, you know, we have, I think, 5 or 6 people this year. So, you know, we typically have, you know, some people that help me with, like, the musical stuff. We have a designated color guard staff who only works with the color guard, which are the flags. And we also have a designated percussion instructor because those two things are a little more specific. So you need someone that really knows what they're doing in those two areas to really focus on those. And then the other staff just sort of help me with general things.
How about participation? Again, in sports, you got kids that start in the lower grades. You got same thing in band. They start in the lower grades and then come to the high school.
Yeah, we can. So you can actually join the marching band here in Danvers as an 8th grader, so as a middle school student. And we traditionally have anywhere between, you know, I would say 10 to 20, depending on the year, 8th graders that join us during the marching band. So, so they get to join and they get to, you know, sort of learn what it's like to be a high school student prior to them even getting to high school, which is nice. So typically, a lot of kids are in the marching band for 5 years.
Now, using the sports, continuing with the sports analogy, Jeff, and by the way, I was a math teacher at Gloucester High School, your rival, for many years. But continuing that sports analogy, do you have kids that, for want of a better word, sometimes really stand out, and you sort of kind of guide them to maybe where they might want to try to go to college?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you always see every now and then someone that really takes to music, and really you can sort of see, like, I have one kid in particular, you know, that he's a junior right now, and he's already told me, and he wants to be a music teacher. He wants to teach high school bands. So,
right.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I give him the opportunity. Sometimes he's a percussionist, so he sometimes gets to, you know, he's also, we have section leaders, so we have student leaders. So,
mm-hmm.
The student leaders really are responsible for, like, managing the rest of their section. So it gives the students some, you know, leadership responsibilities that are more into that kind of thing.
Tremendous. Okay, now let's get to the meat of the phone call here. I mean, I do want to know about Danvers High School Band, because, as I said, we really admire it when we see them perform. You guys do a spectacular job. But I saw in the Salem News the other day an article about a combined virtual effort with so many high schools on the North Shore, including Danvers, and I'll get the list here in a second from the article. But well, you tell me about it. What is it? What is this virtual thing that you guys did?
Yeah, so, you know, it all started back in, like, August, really, maybe early September. I forget exactly when, but it was actually initially my sort of idea. I'm fairly new here to Danvers. This is only my second year here at the high school. I was teaching down south before, in South Massachusetts, that is, not in the south, but I know a couple people. I knew Sean at Ipswich High School, and I knew the band director at Marblehead High School, Kevin. So I've known them for several years just through schooling and other things. So I actually had reached out to the two of them initially, and we're like, hey, you know, since we can't really perform right now like we normally do, would it be fun, you know, I'm fairly new up on this area of Massachusetts, it would be fun to sort of do a collaboration. So the three of us sort of talked, and then we were like, wait, we should invite other people to join. So we just sort of, you know, just went through the towns and emailed people and asked if they were interested in joining, and, you know, we got to the group that we ended up with, and, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was sort of cool to see how many people were interested in doing something like that. And then, you know, the students did a great job. They pretty much did everything. They recorded themselves, you know, so we sort of helped them. We gave them the same music, obviously. We worked on it a little bit in school. But then it was really up to the students to practice and to record themselves, and they just sent us the video. So a lot of this was done by the students.
This is an absolutely spectacular video. And
thank you.
I'm hoping that I can put it up on our site, which would give, hopefully, you guys more views. Over 240 students. There are 10 schools, and I've got them listed here. Who wrote the story? Aaron Nolan at the Salem News.
Yeah.
And the schools are Beverly, Danvers, Bishop, Fenwick, Gloucester, Ipswich, Manchester, Essex, Marblehead, Masconomet, Salem, and Swampscott. And it is, I mean it, it's just fantastic. Jeff, the logistics of this, you said the school, each individual kid recorded it. I didn't realize that. And, of course, the editing and so on. I hope to talk to Sean about that at some point down the road. But how do you do the timing? I'm curious. Each kid, so each kid did an individual video, and then that was edited into this gigantic thing?
Exactly, yeah. So what we provided to each kid, other than the music, obviously, was what's called a click track. So it was a track of the song playing with a metronome. So they would stay in time. So they had the click, click. Click.
I see.
Click. So then everyone would be playing at the same tempo. Obviously, you know, there's some, not everyone does that. I mean, they get off here and there, so that's where the editing comes in, where you edit it together. But they are provided with that click track and are told that, you know, before you submit your final video, you really got to make sure that it's at least close being in time, because when it gets put together, it's going to be very difficult to edit if it's not anywhere close to that. So, you know, they record with headphones on, so they're listening to the song that they're playing and they're listening to that click so they can stay in time. And everyone has the same thing, so in theory, everyone would, you know, stay in time.
Fantastic. I mean, it's great. And the way this thing is, well, I'm hoping people will take a look at it, and I'm also going to link to the Salem News article, because it's got the still pictures of each of the towns here with the kids.
Yep.
And again, it's spectacular. But what have you gotten any feedback from either the kids or parents so far?
Oh yeah, the feedback has been great. You know, it's gotten a lot of views since we posted it a week ago. You know, I think someone told me that the mayor of Gloucester tweeted it out on his personal page. It's also been, they also did, you know, it's been on Channel 5 News in Boston, it's been on Channel 7 News in Boston, it's been in the Salem News, like you said, the Danvers Patch. A lot of the media sources are sort of picking up on it. You know, it's a feel-good type of story. You know, everything, you know, everything in the news these days is usually sad and depressing. So anytime they can get something that's, you know, uplifting and sort of showcases that, I think that they were sort of thriving on that. And the kids really enjoyed it, you know, to see the final product. I think the kids were also pretty blown away by not only the how it looks, but also sort of the buzz that it created.
Absolutely.
Amongst the community.
Well, again, I keep going back to sports. In sports, you can see sometimes, you know, you'll see a picture in the paper of somebody hitting a home run or dunking a basket or whatever. Hey, it's my kid. But here you can see your kid is here. It's showcased. Maybe just for a brief second, but you can always pause the screen. So.
Exactly, I know, right? You get all 240 in, you gotta go quick.
but it's and I don't know, I can't rave enough about this thing, Jeff. It's spectacular, and as I said, I hope to talk with Sean over at Ipswich.
Absolutely.
To promote this a little bit more. But anything else either about Danvers High School band? Let's go back to Danvers High School. What is coming up for you guys? Because things are beginning to open up, and you must be making some new plans, especially with your underclassmen, and you must have to feature something with your seniors as they're leaving.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to with the seniors. They've had a rough couple years. You know, they got their junior year was pretty much the end of that was sort of obliterated, and now their whole senior year is sort of not really here either. So it's been tough on them. We're trying to plan a concert, an outdoor concert, sort of you know, an extravaganza, we'll call it, of sort of everything we've done this year in June sometime, and hopefully we can get that scheduled and sorted out as long as it gets approved and everything. You know, things are starting to open back up, and, you know, people are allowed to go to venues and performing venues again, so we're hopeful that we'll be able to do an outdoor concert in June sometime. And then looking forward, I mean, the biggest thing is that, and it's been sort of spread around a little bit, but the Danvers band is going to Hawaii in December. That's sort of our big...
You're killing me, man. You're killing me. Where are you going?
So we've played at the 70th anniversary and the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Oh, my.
And this year is the 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
So the band is traveling to Pearl Harbor in December to perform in the Pearl Harbor Day Parade and some other things out there.
Wow.
So that's the big thing we're looking forward to, especially after a couple of years here of not doing much.
That's Danvers High School Band Director Jeff Daniels. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. By the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.